All right, Junior, come on with your sports talk.
Surely am. I told you this is not sports talk.
What is it?
It's just something we heard going on in sports. We don't have sports talk.
What you talking about, it, Junior?
On. Well, we have to. That's all
what
we
is
got.
It, Junior? What
we
is
got
it,
no
Junior?
Games on. So,
what
man,
you heard?
All right, Lou Williams of the Los Angeles Clippers will have to quarantine for 10 days after he left Orlando and get this. Went to Atlanta to go to Magic City. This boy here. Gonna throw your whole career away behind Magic City. So he had an excused absence for a family matter, but when he got back, the NBA security asked Lou, "Where did you go?" And then he just said, "Magic City to get something to eat." That was it.
At least he didn't lie.
And then he said, "And there were no performers there. No performers. Peaches wasn't there. Glitter wasn't there.
He had to say it was no performers.
He had to say that. But why would they be open, Uncle Steve? But
there's no reason for a strip club to be open to sell chicken wings. That ain't where they make their money.
But what he don't know, if no dancers are in Magic City, the kitchen help will come out and dance for you.
While you eat
it's
wings.
Not the same. It's not the same. But you will get a dance. They guarantee you a dance.
Well, rapper Jack
might
Harlow.
Be a little greasy.
Rapper Jack Harlow posted a picture of Lou, but then deleted it. Said it was an old picture of Lou, and he was just reminiscing. Now, this sounds crazy. I don't. No.
He busted
you
know exactly.
That's how you
put him out
boy.
There.
Come on, man.
Well, he threw him under the bus. Down too late. They already saw it.
That's it, Steve. That's it.
They already saw it. So, again, Lou got a quarantine for 10 days and will miss the first two games of the restart of the season. That's July 30th and the game against the Lakers and the first game, August 1st, he'll be playing the New Orleans Pelicans. So, that's what he did. That's what it, you know. All for them chicken wings. Them chicken wings strong. They'll make you throw an NBA
crew. They are good, but there's other places in Atlanta you can get wings.
He threw weight.
He was in Orlando, Jay. He passed 30 wings.
I know. You left Orlando?
He went home first, y'all, man. Yeah. They mad.
But immediately bust the right to Magic City, though.
Yes.
Hey, man, go on, pull up here. Let me go ahead and get these wings. I need, what do we get, a dozen? We getting a dozen. You want some? He buying everybody a wing.
I know. Coach was mad at him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Doc Rivers coached
Doc Rivers. You know?
Yeah, man.
That's your point guard.
Yeah, man. He's two games. That's two games. They're gonna be.
You
better,
have to
man.
Think, man. You got to think. It's consequences behind everything, man. That's probably the toughest lesson to learn growing up.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you're right, Steve.
For all of us, I mean, that's a tough one to learn. The consequences. And the older you get, the more severe the consequences. And that's the thing I try to tell my kids. I say, hey, look, man, you're going to make mistakes in life. You're going to make them till you leave this earth. I just want you to know the older you get, the more costly those mistakes cost. So you want to try to limit them now.
Well, they got careers, a drive
you got
through.
Families. You got all of that going on.
They
got
a drive through strip club in Houston.
You shut up.
What? Well, right. they so do they have call a drive him through in Houston? It's crazy.
Do they call him?
I ain't being. I'm just saying they have a drive.
Oh, okay.
Does he have a new nickname? Does he have a new nickname as Wingman? I mean,
hey Lou, you running wing today?
Popeyes.
Don't you mean a thing? If you ain't got them wings,
it's not the same, Shirley. Hey, man, that's not how Lou wants to eat it.
If they change the recipe to them chicken wings, you would still say they were delicious.
For obvious reasons.
They can take Wingstop wings in there, which has very little meat on them.
I'm with you on that.
Same
response.
But they're not the same. They're not the same size. Those are they move the pigeon wings.
Hang in there, Lou.
Well, thank you, Junior.
One time for the birthday girl. One time.
Coming up, more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, in trending WNBA news, on Saturday during the WNBA game between the New York Liberty and the Seattle Storm, the ladies walked off the court into their prospective locker rooms as a sign of solidarity for the Black Lives Movement. And also both teams held a 26-second moment of silence to honor Breonna Taylor, who was murdered, we know, by Louisville Metro Police when she was only 26 years old. The WNBA has also dedicated their entire season to Breonna Taylor. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was nice.
Yeah, they're doing some strong stuff, man.
Yeah.
Right, everybody's making statements, and they're not allowing the president to change the narrative.
Yeah.
Not at all.
When Colin Kaepernick baseball doing something? Did it.
Woo. No. They had Black Lives Matter on the pitching mound. I thought that was incredible.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah, I mean, he's going with law and order, and we ain't breaking no laws. We just protesting. It's a big difference.
And you know something, y'all? And that's why. Mm-hmm. The role that we have to play now in this whole protest is at the polls.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When weallvote.org, everybody should go there. It's real simple. It's easy to do. When weallvote.org, I'm telling you, the best message to send to him in November is to vote.
Mm-hmm. That's
we
it.
We don't want you back. You're leaving in November.
You're right, Steve. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up and some trending news at 33 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.